The Stanley Cup final is going to be between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Dallas Stars, and there's a guy from Cranbrook that played for both teams at pivotal times in his career. Brad Lukowich, how are things going in Dallas here this morning?
They're doing great. It's nice and warm, but not too hot, so it's a good day.
Really good. Gosh, what can you say about both teams? Do you pick one? Can you share some of the stories back when you were playing and how things have changed in the league and what's going on? Just nice to get the opinion from somebody who's been there and done that.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's been a pretty wild ride for both these teams, really. You know, it's been for all the teams really going into this thing. It was kind of you didn't know who was going to get out of the first round. You know, some guys still had to get their legs underneath them and stuff. So it's been pretty interesting to watch. And I just think the way that Dallas has kind of come together and they just consistently got better. I mean, the exhibition games, everybody was calling them out for and done, myself included. And then when they come out and against Calgary, they look like a completely different team. And I think the coaching has done a really good job of preparing them for the teams they're playing against. So that's just my opinion on the Dallas side. And then on Tampa, Tampa's got a lot of adversity. They got some suspensions. They got the big guy out right now and losing point. For me, it gave all those other guys a good opportunity to jump up and feel accountable and feel a part of something. Those guys on the second, third line tentatively get a little bit put on the back burner. Well, this is our opportunity to shine, and they've done that. So you've got two really good teams that have just come out. And I think it's going to be an excellent final. I wish I could tell you who's going to win, but honestly, this could go four, it could go seven.
It's interesting in a playoff series, too. Sometimes there's one pivotal moment. I know when the Stars were playing Calgary, they had that one big second period where they had four or five goals, and all of a sudden everything seems to change a little bit. And that can happen. You kind of wondered if the Islanders were going to turn things around, and it seemed they stole the momentum, but they didn't. So sometimes that adversity fires you up for the next game, and I'm talking about Tampa in this case. So, we'll see how they're charged up for game one. They don't get much of a rest, though. I was surprised. They're set to go tomorrow night already, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been game seven for them. So they would have been ready for it anyways. It's one of those conversations you have all the time is like, would you rather rest or would you rather go right into it? I've been on both sides of it. Depends on where you're at. You know, a team like Tampa that wants to get Stamkos back, you probably would have rather had a couple more days. Where Dallas, that's been so hot. And like you said, after that one period, they've just turned into this juggernaut of a team. That's scoring, playing physical. The goaltending is absolutely insane. I mean, Dobby, how does that guy not have the Conn Smythe already? It's been amazing. So, it'll be an interesting final.
Can you take us back just so we can share names, periods of time in history when you talk about sports and the fact that, you know, you were in the playoffs with both Tampa Bay and with Dallas? Can you share some of the names or special moments that you can recall off the top of your head here this morning to share with our audience? Because I'm sure that everybody around this area was watching Brad Lukowich pretty close back in the day.
Yeah, well, you know, the first one with Dallas, you know, I wasn't really a big part of it. You know, I was a young kid. I got called up at the trade deadline because of a trade from a defenseman went out. And Benoit Hogue came in, so I got an opportunity to come up to the deadline, play a little bit during the regular season, got a couple touches during the playoffs. But really what I did is I got an opportunity to sit and watch what it took to be a winner. A lot of it was stuff that I'd already seen in Kamloops, which would be familiar due to the Hitchcock stuff. The culture that he brought there, he brought it to Dallas, you know, with Bob Gainey. So that was a really special event, but I wasn't really a part of it. Where I got to Tampa, I'd already won. I was asked upon for a lot of experience and like, well, man, we're in this rut in January. What should we do? Let's focus on ourselves type stuff. So I was a little bit more part of it, more of a leadership role and experience role. So to me, I felt more a part of it in Tampa, where in Dallas, I was more of a guy that was very fortunate to be in the situation I was. But really was on the outside looking in.
Life goes by so quickly, we won't keep you here this morning. If you go back to your minor hockey years, I'm sure there wasn't a recplex when you were playing minor hockey back at Cranbrook Memorial Arena. Who are some of your coaches and some of the people that you think about time to time, Brad, when you think back of your home city here?
Well, the greatest coach would probably be Colin Patterson. All the way back to it. My dad and him were were coaching together. They coached a couple of years ahead of me. You know, they coached the Niemeyer boys, or, well, Scott more than Rob. But my dad, you know, he coached me quite a bit in minor hockey. Mr. Spring, who else was back there? Rod Hunter. He was the D coach back then. So his son, Matt, was my D partner. So that was pretty cool, Matty Hunter. Just a lot of guys actually that are still back there and still doing stuff with minor hockey. You know, Rocky Allen, you know, I could name all these guys, but they're all still part of minor hockey. I see them still doing stuff with minor hockey back there. Cranbrook minor hockey was one of the greatest minor hockeys in Canada for a couple of years for a reason. And it's because of those coaches, and you see the players that came out of there. And I was lucky with those coaches.
For those local people that are listening and hearing their names called out and some of the others, Brad, they're going to appreciate that. Before we let you go here today, can you just let people know what you do now? You're big into the development thing. You were telling me on the phone here a couple of days ago when we teed this up that you're basically traveling community to community in parts of Texas. And really, you're promoting the game now, aren't you?
Yeah, so what Dallas has done is they've taken a look at the game and basically said, you know what, we're not going to go into travel hockey, into the elite hockey programs. Let's focus on the majority of the people that just love the game. So what we've done is put a program together that has a free program that just lets you come in, try hockey out for free for a month. If you like it, then we'll talk about getting you some gear that we can provide at a discounted price. Then we put you through a hockey academy, very similar to the Tim Hortons program up there, the little rookies program down here. So we put them in a little rookies or a junior rookies. They go through a couple practices, and then we hopefully get them into the league and onto a team. And we're looking at the kids that we want them to play from 6 till they're 65. You know, just loving the game into senior hockey and really just being part of the Dallas Stars community. We're a part of them, and they come and help us out. So then it becomes one big family fan fest. So it's really been great for us the last couple of years. Our fan base has grown. You can just see it with what's going on with the ticket sales that have gone on over the last couple of years. And it really is a great marketing campaign as well as a fantastic way to get kids involved and parents involved with the game.
There's a branch of it too, though, where you have war vets that hit the ice, don't you?
Yeah, we've got, our president of the alumni down here is Bob Bassett. The program is put on by actually an ex-Canadian out of Calgary, played for Saskatoon Blades, is Dwight Mullins. Done a fantastic job down here. Another guy, Lucas Reed, he's another one of the guys, he's out of Kelowna, putting this all together. Who else is down here? Terry Ruskowski, I don't remember that name, old Roscoe, Al Secord, Craig Ludwig. Like, we got a really good our group that goes out is all ex-pros, so that's another thing that we like to give back through our alumni program.
Thank you so very much for joining us here this morning. So you're taking Dallas in the final. I got to get that from you before you go.
I don't think I can put a name on it. I have to do a Tampa interview soon, so I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to have to pick one, but maybe it might have to be a coin flip.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine. We'll let you go then. Brad Lukowich, thank you for joining us live on short notice here this morning. And to get the kids off to school on time, I know you're busy there behind the scenes here today. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Brad Lukowich joining us live from Prosper, Texas here this morning. Yeah, Cranbrook boy played for both the Tampa Bay Lightning and Dallas, as he explained.